Hi there, this is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, Online Business Success Centre. Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining with me today for this quick tip podcast, talking about the kind of letter that you might send to someone as part of a joint venture opportunity. More importantly, the kind of letter that you would send to your customer. Now, let me just clarify. One of the mistakes that is so often made is small thinking when it comes to joint venture marketing. Joint ventures, folks, are just the most powerful way to be able to build your business and service people who are purchasing products, the customers, and align your business with others. Here's the mistake that's most often made these days. People think, well, okay, I've got a product. He's got a list. Bang. He can just market this thing. Bang, bang, bang. Off we go. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay. That's a joint venture. But couldn't you perhaps take it further? I mean, let's look at the assets in your business. You've got products. They are assets. You've got your database. That's an asset. Tell me, do you think the people on your database might ever purchase things outside of your kind of marketplace as well? Because the mistake made is these days, oh, we should only recommend stuff that's just for our marketplace. Yes, it could be aligned to it, but let me read to you now a joint venture letter that was used recently when it came to Christmas time, and this was in a done through the traditional offline business. Whether this was done through email or otherwise, it wouldn't matter. But just take a quick listen to this, and I want you today to grasp the feeling and the emotion behind this letter, the caringness. Dear customer, Bob, we'll call him. Hi, Bob. You know, last week I was browsing through one of the Christmas card binders that I'd been sent from a local company to pick a suitable Christmas card to mail out to you to express my thanks for being one of my customers this past year. I'll tell you what, of the many hundreds of Christmas cards that I had to select from, I couldn't find a single card that expressed exactly how I felt and how I appreciated your business during the last 12 months. After all, it is customers like you that have helped me to build my business and have helped me to enjoy a better life with my family and friends. Frankly, I decided to say thank you, and I wanted to say thank you in a very special way, with actions, not with words. Let me explain. One of my dearest friends, one of my closest business partners, is a local jeweler who has the largest selection of diamonds, rubies, emeralds, watches, and other inventory in this area. But more importantly, he has developed an incredible method of wholesale purchasing that allows him to save a fortune. As we were talking, I explained how I wanted to do something special for my customers this year, like you. And I wanted to be able to express my gratitude and my thanks in actions rather than just words. You know, we talked about it, and then after a bit of arm twisting, he agreed to allow my very special customers, my VIPs, to bring this letter in to him during this Christmas period and receive a 25% discount above and beyond already established discounts as a gift should you make a purchase this year. Now, in doing this, I'm saying thank you to you in my own special way. Since he's providing the finest quality jewelry, he believes that you will also begin to become his customer for years to come, and that's why he agreed. So here's the thing. I invite you to feel free to take this letter to XYZ Jeweler Store anytime between now and December 25th, and you will receive this privileged discount, an additional 25% above and beyond any established discounts marked. This is just my simple way of saying thank you to you, and I hope, of course, it would be better than any card I could possibly send. Thanks once again for being a customer with me this year, and have a very merry Christmas. Okay, isn't that different to the kind of stuff that you normally receive by email? So that's my quick tip for you today, to think carefully, to get personally involved with your joint ventures and your joint venture partnerships. And don't just make it, I want to sell you something, but I want to make an offer to you that is good for you. This is Paul Bars signing off from paulbars.com. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.